What a joy it is to get together to teach and preach God's Word. The old-fashioned preaching of God's Word reaches every generation for Jesus Christ. Hello, this is Tony Broom Ministries, welcoming you for another Bible sermon entitled, Your Eyes and Your Ears.
I'm glad that our eyes have seen and our ears have heard some of the things that we have seen and heard. I regret some things that I have seen and heard, and I know that when we know each other long enough to know that when I say that I see sometimes, that you really do know that I don't physically see, but all of us use the expression, I saw the ball game the other night. Some people used to make fun of Ray Charles when he said, I saw that. But actually, our eyes have seen, and our ears have heard.
Yeah.
We're talking about your eyes and your ears. It's a tense thing. In other words, past, present, and future tense. You have seen and heard. You do see and hear. And you will see and hear. I thank God that I have seen and heard some things. And I have not seen and heard perhaps as much as I would like to about the good things of God. But I have seen and I have heard some wonderful things. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, beginning at verse 1, Moses talks to the people of God. And he tells them in verse 1, Therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments always. It means always. Amen. That's the way that you are to do, and that's what you are to do if you want to see the good things of God. Yes. Some people think in the generation that we live in that I want to see all the blessings of God, I want to see all the miracles of God, I want to see all these wonderful things, but I don't want to change my lifestyle, I don't want to do any differently than what I've always done. They tell me that if you do what you've always done, you can expect the results of what you've always gotten.
Yes.
Unless you do differently, you're not going to see and hear the things. We have already talked about the fact that some people say, until I see it, I won't believe it. No, the fact is, you won't see it until you believe it. You got to believe first to see. You don't see to believe, you believe to see. You will keep the commandments of the Lord and do what's right. That's what he's just telling them, to do what's right, to keep the law, in their case, keep the law, to love the Lord your God. If you want to see the good things of God, we have to love God.
Amen.
Love him supremely. Love him more than our family, more than our shotgun, more than our phone screen, more than all these other things, houses and boats and lands. We are to love God more than these things. And that may seem childish for me to tell senior adults that we're to love God more than these things. But the truth is, there are many people our age who have been enamored by things in this world and have gone after things like King Solomon did in his old age. There are many people who have been overcome, even in our age, by things of this world. And they're not serving just Jehovah God. They're doing like the first commandment. They're putting other things before God. And God said, you will have no other gods before me.
Amen.
The commandments of the Lord, you're to keep them always. And know ye this day. That's a good way of saying. In our way, we'd say it like this. I want to tell you something right now. That's what Moses said. Know you this day. I want to tell you something right now. For I speak not with your children which have not known. I'm not talking to your babies who can't understand. I am talking to you. I'm not talking to those which have not known and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his might, his mighty hand, his stretched out arm, his miracles, and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto all his land. I'm not talking to them. I'm talking to you who have seen these things and what he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses and to their chariots. Do you remember, Israel, how when you came to the Red Sea and I said, stand still and see the salvation of God? Do you remember that you couldn't get over and God parted the waters of the Red Sea and you went over on dry ground? Do you remember that, Israel? And the enemy tried to come in after you. How he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you. How the Lord hath destroyed them unto this day. I want you to know what God did. Your eyes saw what he did. Your ears have heard what he did. You saw them dead upon the seashore. You saw them as God overthrew their chariots in the Red Sea. What he did unto you in the wilderness until you came into this place. You have seen how he kept you in the wilderness. He kept you so that your foot did not swell, your shoe did not wear out, your clothes did not wear out. You couldn't go to Belk's and get you a new dress every day. You had to wear the same thing round and round and round in the wilderness for 40 years. And God kept you and he watched over you. And what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, these were two rebels that tried to accuse Moses of being a king and ruling over God's heritage. The sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, and to watch old Reuben. He had a problem to start with. He went up into his father's bed and done something he shouldn't have done. And I'll let you talk to somebody else about that later who won't get embarrassed to tell you about it. But you can read the Bible and it tells you all about it.
Yeah.
How the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up. And their households and their tents and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of all Israel. You saw how that happened. You heard them scream and holler. They hollered uncle, but he still wouldn't let them go. And you heard all that. Your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. That's really the text verse. Your eyes have seen all the acts of the Lord which he did. Your eyes have seen some things. Your ears have heard some things. You have seen what God did. In your past, you have seen what God did. The reason that our generation has something to say to this generation is because we have seen what God has done. We have seen the mighty acts of God.
Amen.
Now, we haven't seen perhaps as much as we should have seen, but we have seen what we have seen, and we have heard what we have heard. I'll tell you what, I would rather see what I have seen in the things of God and hear what I have heard in the things of God than what's going on in this flibbly-dibbly thing that's going on today.
Amen.
I'd take 10 times of the old-time religion than one bucket full of what you got nowadays. Playing games, entertainment, making the flesh feel good, giving you a sugar tit and bumping you off into hell and telling you everything's going to be all right. Lord have mercy, you don't want me to preach. Your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord which he did. All I know is I was lost, and some 50 years ago this month, I can't help to be excited because some 50 years ago, this month, the Lord came into my heart as a young teenager. I received Christ as my Savior. And for 50 years, I've been serving the Lord.
Amen.
Give me another 50. The girl on the commercial said, drop down and give me 50. I'll take another 50 for Jesus anytime.
Amen.
Have I failed? Surely I've failed. Have I disappointed him? Surely I have. Have I sinned and come short of the glory of God? Yes, certainly I have. But I wouldn't go back for anything in the world.
Amen.
There's nothing to go back to.
Amen.
I've seen too much. I've heard too much. I've come too far, the inspirations used to sing, to turn back now.
Amen.
I've come too far to look back.
Amen.
I don't want to look back. I don't want to think about my past. I don't want to stand up and tell all my testimony of what I used to do. I don't know why in the world these preachers get such a big thrill about hearing everybody telling every bad thing they ever done. Paul said, why don't you forget about that? Forget about yesterday. Don't even think about yesterday. That ought to make you feel good as old folks, because if you can't remember what you did 10 minutes ago, that's good. Paul said, forget it. Forget those things that are behind. Look to those things that are before. What you don't want to forget is the good things of God that you've seen. The great things of God that you've experienced. You have been saved. And salvation came to your house. What a thrill it is to be born again. Have a relationship with God. Your eyes have seen and your ears have heard. When the sanctifying power of God came upon your life and broke the power of sin over your life and you were sanctified. What a wonderful thing it is. Your eyes have seen and your ears have heard. And then that day or that night, whenever it was, you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, began to talk in tongues and prophesy and praise God. Your eyes have seen and your ears have heard. And that's what our generation needs to see. That's what our generation needs to hear. The old time power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah. I'm talking about something that'll do you good. Yeah. Something that'll get you out of that bed on Sunday morning. Yeah. Something that'll cause you to witness for Christ and stand up and make a difference in your generation. Everybody's trying to make a difference in this generation. And the way they do it is you got to be black, you got to be white, you got to be a woman, you got to be something. Well, the way that you make a difference in a generation, you got to have something to make a difference with. Amen. It's called salvation. It's called sanctification. It's called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's called the power of God. Amen. Your eyes have seen the great things that the Lord did. And you do see and hear presently. We may not like all the things that we see and hear. Certainly we don't like the majority of the things in this world that we see and that we hear. But Jesus said, there's a reason that I talk to these people in parables. Master, why do you speak to them like this? Why do you talk in parables about the sower and about the reaper and about those who would sleep and wake night and day in the tares and the wheat and all this? Why do you talk to the people like this? And he said, in them is fulfilled Isaiah's prophecy. They will see, but they will not see. They will hear, but they will not hear and really perceive. Because really what I want to happen to them, I want them to see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be converted that I may be able to heal them. That's the process of conversion and healing. You see with your eyes, you hear with your ears, you understand with your heart, and when the Word of God gets down into your heart, you can be converted and you can be healed. Matthew 13, 16 and 17, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. You don't have to be out there like these people who don't know God. You don't have to be spoken into in parables. You don't have to be handled gently. Some people in our churches say, you got to be careful with me, I'm thin-skinned. Well, when you get born again, you get some born again skin. We not need to be sissies in the kingdom of God. There may be men and women and boys and girls in the kingdom of God, but no wimps. The only wimp I know is Johnson, and he's already in glory. There's no wimps in the kingdom of God. You got to have a tough hide. Because the devil's out to skin and tan all our hides. My daddy tanned my hide enough, and I don't need the devil to do it. Your eyes see, not have seen now. They see, present tense. Your eyes see and your ears hear. And he said, blessed. You're blessed are your eyes. Blessed are your ears. They see and they hear. What you see and what you hear now is a blessing. Some of you never thought that you would live to see the time that you could be with church even when you were not in church. But you can be with church even when you're not able to be in church. There are times in our life we've had health issues to come where we could not be in church, and therefore we could not be with church. It was almost like we was cut off from everything. But they came this thing along called Zoom, called Facebook, called FaceTime, called YouTube, and all these things. And the older people said, I don't want to have nothing to do with this old stuff. But the thing is, if I'm going to be able to watch our church, if I'm going to be able to talk to my granddaughter, if I'm going to be able to see my grandson, I better be getting with it a little bit. And then we discovered something that was so glorious. We made the greatest discovery on earth, and that is, I'm going to do like my children do. I'm going to just punch all these buttons and hope something will work. Well, see, that's actually what we started doing years ago on that old Philco radio. It had 83 buttons and only two of them worked. We was doing all that then, didn't even know it. So these older people started getting into this technology stuff. And man, some of them are quite a whiz at it. They can do what they need to do. Now, they don't understand why it does it. They don't understand how it does it. But all they know is it just does it. Well, you know what? That's what your teenager, that's what your grandchild does. They don't know why it does it. They don't know how it does it. All they know is they do this right here. Do this little swipe to the left, swipe to the right, up and down. Push that little tap right there and it works. Glory be. It works. That's what you do. You take a can of Spam and you pop that top and lo and behold, Shazam, it tastes good. Stinks like the devil, but it tastes good when you eat it. Your eyes see, your ears hear, they're blessed. Blessed are your eyes. They see the things of God. You've seen the old time way, and you've seen the new time way, and you can put it all together and make something good for the glory of God. Amen. It's like Nestle's, Nestle's, Messy makes the best of the chocolate. Somebody discovered when you put chocolate and peanut butter together, oh boy, that's so good. Makes Danny Joe have a fit. Want to go out and get some Reese's Pieces right now. Reese's Pieces ice cream. So you put it together and make something good. The candy man can. He mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. That's what God does. He takes the mess of our life, and somehow, in some way, He just overcomes that. He makes something beautiful, Bill Gaither said, out of my life. All the mess, all the tangles, all the jangles, all the fangles, He somehow makes something beautiful out of our life. Jesus makes a difference. Yes. Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, I tell you right now, there's Jesus saying the same thing Moses did. I want to tell you something right now. That many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them. Job, Daniel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Elijah, all these great men of God that we look up to and praise and even make heroes out of, they desire to see the things that we see now, to experience the things that we experience now, and they did not see them. They saw what they saw, they heard what they heard, but they did not see what we see, and they have not heard what we have heard. Blessed are your eyes, for they see. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. There was not a prophet before John the Baptist who had the privilege of being in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you and I do. There was not anyone before the cross who had the privilege of experiencing the power of Pentecost. But you and I do. There was not one that had the privilege of seeing revival like we have seen, but you and I do. Yes. There were prophets who prophesied all their life and never saw one conversion. And many of us have had the privilege of seeing one conversion, even this last Lord Sunday. 16-year-old young man came to Christ. Thank you, God. That's one. And there are millions of more just like him.
Amen.
Jeremiah, if you don't believe it, you ask him one day, he'll tell you. He never had one conversion as far as we know. But you and I have seen him. You and I have heard him. You and I have seen the altar gatherings. We have heard the prayers around the altar. As a boy in the Church of God in Fort Bill, South Carolina, I went to church with Granny and Grandpa. Sometime when I was away from state school on the weekend, I had the opportunity to go. Not very many times, but I suppose if you add them all up, it comes into a good many. But we would stand in the congregation, and I would hear people start praying. And all of a sudden, I'd hear these languages start coming that I didn't understand what they were saying. And I'm thinking, well, I believe everybody came in here this morning was talking English. Do you know what? Glory be to God. Now I know what Granny and Grandpa was talking about. I know what Preacher Atkins in the Church of God was talking about now. I know what it's all about. And the preachers came to Grandpa's house to see Grandpa, who was, of course, having health issues and couldn't get out much. And a couple of these old Holy Ghost preachers came and talked to him a little bit. Got down and started praying, and they got to talking in some of them tongues that I didn't know either. And I asked Grandpa when they left, I said, "What's that all about?" He said, "That's Holy Ghost stuff, boy." We sat there a little bit, and Granny started fanning me. And he said, "What's wrong with you, Doris?" He always called her Doris. That was her first name. "What's wrong with you, Doris?" She said, "I'm hot as fire." He said, "They done prayed down the hot, the heat down in this place. The Holy Ghost fire, the hot. And you could feel it too. It felt like a summer heat stroke. There wasn't no stroke. It was the stroke of the Holy Ghost." What I'm trying to say to you is we have seen things that this world sometimes now is not seeing. We have heard things. And he said, "You do see. It may be old fogey. It may be out of style. It may not be happening in a lot of people's lives. But as long as you and I are alive on this earth, it is still happening because it's happening in our lives." You have seen these things. You have heard these things. Many prophets, many good men, many righteous men. We would call them good, humanly speaking. There's none good, no, not one that way. But many good men, many righteous men, they have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. But you do see and you do hear. You know what God is doing. You know what God can do. You know what He is doing, and you know what He will do. You have seen, you do see and hear, and you will see and hear. In John chapter 1, Philip finds Nathanael under a fig tree, and he brings him to Christ. "I want you to come and meet the Messiah." He came out of Nazareth, and he said, "Surely no good thing can come out of Nazareth." He said, "You better come and see for yourself." And he brings him to Jesus. And Jesus said, "Here's a real Israelite. No guile is found in him indeed. How do you know me, Lord? You've never seen me." Jesus said, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." And he said, "You've got to be the King of Israel." Praise God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Jesus answered and said unto him, "Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou?" Does that make you believe? Because I said I saw you under the fig tree? "Thou shalt see greater things than these." If you think that's something, you just wait. You'll see greater things than these. And he said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." I don't know if he saw it at the resurrection. I don't know if he saw it when Jesus ascended. I don't know. But he said, "You're going to see it." He said, "You're going to see greater things than you have seen." And if he told this disciple, "You're going to see greater things than you have seen," then surely he means in you and I, the bride of Christ, in the late hour in which we're living, we're going to see greater things than we have seen. We just thought that we have seen some good things, and we have seen some good things, and we have heard some good things in that way of speaking. But as President Reagan said, "You ain't seen nothing yet. You hadn't seen anything yet." The best is yet to come. John 14:12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Jesus said, you'll see greater things. You'll see greater things than these, because I go to my Father. And it's wonderful to know that we have seen the things that we have seen, that we have heard the things that we have heard, but that we will see greater things than these. We have the promise of God that says we will see greater things. Well, you say, I'd like to believe it, but I just don't know. Oh, yes, if you think the things that you have seen in this world is just it, that's not the tip of the iceberg.
Amen.
The glory that will be revealed in us is far greater than the temporal things of this world. When you get to heaven and you see those gates of pearl and walls of jasper and streets of gold, and you go dancing down them streets of gold, and you see your loved ones of old, and most of all Jesus, the one that suffered and bled and died for your sins, don't you know that you'll see greater things than these? And while the ages roll, I'll keep on praising him. My voice will never tire or grow old. My song will ever be, praise the Lamb who died for me, and I'll sing it while the ages shall roll. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. When I get there in that kingdom, my lips shall still praise him, and my song will still praise him. Throughout the ages, the song will roll, and we will continually be revealed and be exposed to the unveiling of the Christ of glory. You're not going to experience all of Jesus Christ the first day you get to heaven. And when we've been there 10,000 years, we've just begun to sing his praise. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we've no less days to sing his praise than when we first begun. You'll have just as much time after a million years as you had the very first day. Because time is no issue. Time is not without essence. There's nothing there, no boundaries, no limits. We're talking about how free we were last Sunday evening in church to worship God. I don't care who the pastor is. I don't care who the preacher is. If you have church on Sunday night like church ought to be, like we had on Sunday night, you'll be free to worship God.
Amen.
When you have church like church ought to be, when the Word of God is presented, do you have to preach every time? No, you don't have to preach every time, but you need to preach sometime, somebody.
That's
it's better than popping popcorn and blowing bubblegums and playing games.
That's
turning over Sunday night for entertainment of the world. We're supposed to be sanctified and separated from the world.
Yeah.
Make fun of these people who don't have church on Sunday night. Well, what you have in activities, you'd be better off sometime not to do it.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about, it gets people in the altar. These things don't get people in the altar.
That's right.
What I'm talking about, it gets you off of your seat and onto your feet.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about will get you talking in a language that you don't know.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about will get you living differently, being differently. You don't have to call the law to your house, because you got a law in your house.
Yeah.
The law of Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have to have the law to come to my house. Thank God for the law who will protect my house, because I'm committed to doing what's right in the sight of God. My eyes have seen and my ears have heard too much to go into this world. And I'm looking forward to that which I will see, and I'm looking forward to that which I will hear. Your eyes and your ears. Thank God for our eyes. Thank God for our ears. Our eyes need a little bit of balm. It needs a little bit of washing. You get up in the morning and you wash that turkey gook out of your eyes. Well, we need to do that throughout the day. The things that we've seen, God, forgive me for what I've saw. Forgive me for what I've seen. Forgive me for what I've heard. Cleanse my ears. Take your little Q-tip of grace and go in my ears and gouge that old gook out of there. Sanctify my ears. Sanctify my eyes. Sanctify my mind. Sanctify my heart. You said, I've been sanctified 40 years ago. Yes, but we need to be continually sanctified. Yes. If we don't, brother, I'm trying to quit, Lord Jesus. And if we don't, brothers and sisters, we're going to be overcome and polluted by the things of this world. We've got to be continually sanctified. We've got to keep God on our mind. We've got to keep in touch with heaven. We can sing like the old folks used to sing. Instead of waking up dreading another day, we can say we woke up with heaven on our mind. Woke up feeling fine with heaven on our mind. Jesus makes a difference. Your eyes have seen. Your ears have heard. Thank God for what we have seen, what we have heard, what we do see, what we do hear, and what we will see, and what we will hear. Father in heaven, thank you for this opportunity to be in this place. Thank you, Lord, for what our eyes have seen and what our ears have heard. And I praise you, Lord, that you would speak to this generation today. Open their eyes that they may see. Open their ears that they may hear the good things of God. We'll give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
What a joy it has been to have you to listen to the old-time preaching from God's Word to reach every generation for Jesus Christ. The title of our sermon this time has been, Your Eyes and Your Ears. Make sure that you have given your eyes, your ears, your heart, and your life to Jesus Christ as Savior and made Him your Lord today. This has been a production of Tony Brew Ministries.